The highest court in Massachusetts will hear arguments later this year on whether thousands more drug convictions should be thrown out because of scandal at an evidence testing lab in Amherst. Advocates want the Supreme Judicial Court to vacate convictions in all cases where drug samples were tested at the lab during the 8-year period when former chemist Sonia Farrakh worked there, not just the cases where she analyzed the alleged evidence. About 11,000 cases are at stake. In a brief filed with the court, the attorneys argue that Farrakh's admission she stole drugs from the evidence safe for her personal use is proof of lax security that calls into question the integrity of all testing done at the lab. The Massachusetts Attorney General's office declined comment on the brief. Late last year, district attorneys moved to dismiss about 8,000 cases where Farrakh tested samples to be used as evidence. The largest number of cases by far are in Hampden County, where District Attorney Anthony Galluni said his office would act to vacate 4,000 convictions.
And it's amazing the havoc that one person's misconduct and misdeeds can wreak on a system. And it's unfortunate. And what we have to focus on is making sure that everything we do as members of law enforcement and as prosecutors is above board.
Farrakh was arrested in 2013 and later pleaded guilty to stealing drugs from the lab and evidence tampering. Prosecutors have resisted dismissing every single conviction that evidence tested by Farrakh had a hand in obtaining. Galluni said about 1,000 cases would be reviewed for possible retrials.
The question is whether we can re-prosecute or we want to re-prosecute these people after their sentences and dispositions of various kinds have been served. At the juvenile and district court levels, we're sort of, you know, cutting it off, cutting our losses at this point. But there's some very serious cases in the Superior Court where convictions and serious dispositions, sentences were given, where we want to be very careful and circumspect about making that decision.
Northwestern District Attorney Dave Sullivan, whose office moved to dismiss about 1,500 cases, said he's confident no innocent person went to prison as a result of Farrakh's misconduct.
I would say that over 99% were guilty pleas or admissions to guilt. So we, in all our review, we haven't found any or haven't received any claims of actual innocence. So at the present time, there's absolutely nobody that has any incarceration hanging over their head.
The Committee for Public Counsel Services and the American Civil Liberties Union, in arguing for all the cases to be dismissed, point to alleged prosecutorial misconduct. Two former assistant attorneys general were found by a judge to have withheld evidence of Farrakh's drug use. Carl Williams, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Massachusetts, said tossing out all the cases is the only just thing to do.
We need to have some protections that scandals like this won't happen again.
Last year, almost 22,000 drug convictions were dismissed in a separate case of misconduct at a state drug lab in eastern Massachusetts. Former lab chemist Annie Ducan admitted to falsifying test results in what authorities said was a misguided attempt to help law enforcement. Following the scandals, both labs, operated by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, were shut down. Responsibility for testing evidence in drug cases was taken over by the state police. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.